This is St. Louis Public Radio. Escape rooms are popular. These are games where a group of people have to find clues and solve puzzles hidden in a room before time runs out. There are more escape rooms than ever, with just a handful in existence in 2015 to more than 2,300 nationwide operating today. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports they are so popular that they're opening in smaller cities.
Four women are entering a room at Great Escape in a small warehouse in Rolla. The scenario is they're detectives in 1920s New York. There have been three murders, and the killer will commit another in an hour. All the clues needed to thwart the crime are in this room. Cynthia Brookshire is one of the owners and operators of this escape room business. She's giving some instructions to the players about an old typewriter they may need to use.
And I will even tell you, it is old, and the space bar, you need to help it down and help it up as well.
Okay.
it's old, like an old detective would have in his office. He's limping along with what he's got.
And sure enough, they need the old machine to help solve a puzzle and get a clue.
B-G-R-F space.
Great Escape in Rolla is typical of small market escape rooms. The room is sparse. The furniture is from thrift stores. The clues are homemade. But Brookshire says her four-month-old business is already doing well in introducing people in the Rolla area to escape games, albeit on a limited budget without Hollywood-type production values.
They're very basic. They're just locks and keys and puzzles and clues and not really any gadgets. As a business, as we get into it, then we will, when we change things out and add things, we will advance up the line and have more gadgets and more tech.
Brookshire says the technology and production values of her escape rooms will grow along with the customers in Rolla. Jay Kays is the general manager of Escape the Room in St. Louis. It's a national company with 19 locations. He says he likes it when customers who started at mom and pop rooms come to his location.
One of my favorite reactions is when they come here and they played other places and they see our production value here. It really blows people away in terms of what an escape room can and, in our opinion, should be.
One of Escape the Room's games is Western Bank Heist, where players try to rob a bank and escape without detection. And the room looks, feels, and smells like an old West bank, from the aged woodwork to the massive old-timey safe. Case says the company spends what it needs to spend to make the room feel realistic.
Like, the safe that we have in here is a really expensive safe, and we chose that safe because it's the best safe that looks for this. So we're not really limited by cost. It's more the right thing for the right room.
Case says it costs the company up to $100,000 to create a room like this. Big city escape rooms will always have bigger budgets because there are more potential customers nearby. But small market escape rooms can be more than just starter experiences that lead people to bigger city rooms. That's according to David and Lisa Spira, who run the blog Room Escape Artist. They have played more than 700 rooms around the country. David says they've played small market locations that have been innovative and fun.
An immersive adventure, you can produce all sorts of different environments. Maybe you won't produce a crazy elaborate ancient Egyptian tomb. Maybe you'll make something that's a little bit more modern and a little bit more attainable if you're serving a smaller audience. But you can still make an immersive adventure nonetheless.
David and Lisa say they've played rooms with very good production values that weren't very fun because the puzzles, clues, and gameplay weren't very good. While the number of escape rooms continues to grow, there is a sign it may slow down. Google Trends shows searches for escape rooms are down about 30% compared to a year ago. I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.